if Duke had been 19th and everyone else had the top four had lost, oh, I guess we better make Duke number
one. That's right. Yeah. Let's do that. So,
that's fine. Just keep winning basketball games. No matter what your number is right now, just keep winning.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about basketball.
Yeah, win, baby,
that's
win.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Well, it kind of matters what you know. I mean, it has to do with seeding in the tournament, and that's
But if you know. The point is, if you just win.
Oh, yeah, if you just win.
It takes care of itself.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go do that.
Ask Rolly Massimino.
Yeah, uh-huh. Remember him? Wow, that's great. Al McGuire.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you can't ask him. He's dead.
Well, I know, but yeah. So a new Gallup poll shows that the number of solidly blue states has declined quite a bit in just the last couple of years. A total of 30 states deemed to be solid Democrat in 08. That number's now dropped to 14.
Whoa.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Gallup's classification of solid Democrat is used to denote the states in which Democrats have at least a 10-point edge in registered party affiliation. However, the lean Democrat column has grown from 6 states to 9 over the past 2 years. But
well, that would make sense because you don't figure they're going to go from strong Democrat all the way down to strong Republican.
Got to be some sort of a gradual process as you move from one to another. You know, last week, as they were putting together this, trying to put this budget thing together, if you'll remember, the House was going to cut the budget some, but there were 92, what happened is there were the young guys, the freshman class, as Bill Flores calls himself and the others, they wanted to put an extra $22 billion in cuts into this budget. Amazingly, 92 GOP members of the House voted against the plan to put those extra cuts in there, which once again reminds you, oh, they can talk about wanting to cut those budgets and how Republicans want smaller government and leaner government, but you know what?
Right.
When it comes down to casting the vote for it, sometimes they get a little antsy and decide, well, maybe we don't want to cut that much of the vote, you know, of the budget. We don't want to do that. Here are some of the Republicans who voted against the extra dollars being whacked from the budget. A fellow named Eric Cantor. He'd be the House Majority Leader. A fellow named John Carter from Round Rock.
Uh-huh.
Daryl Issa, who you keep hearing about, wanting to cut this, cut that, and do everything he can to investigate what's going on in the Obama administration. He voted against the extra cuts. John Culberson, I believe he would be a Texas Republican.
You are correct.
He didn't want to do that. Kay Granger, who's a member of the Appropriations Committee from Texas.
Former mayor of Fort Worth.
Yep, didn't want to do that. Peter King, who we hear about him, he's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee.
Has a great New York accent.
He does. He voted against the additional cuts. And the list goes on and on and on. Pete Olson, who's another freshman, he voted against it. But Bill Flores did. Bill Flores wanted the additional cuts. So just want you to know some names who you hear. Alan West. Alan West, this is the guy who keynoted the Tea Party convention.
He played Batman, too.
It'd be interesting to...
Oh, it's Adam West.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It'd be interesting to ask Congressman Flores, you know, what his theory was on why this was unappealing to some of his fellow Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get a chance to talk to him again soon. By the way, he's got town hall meetings coming up this week, and I believe the local one will be on Friday. So if you want to go and hear that. But that's a little interesting. House Republicans are a little queasy right now about that. Remember how we were talking yesterday about, by golly, we'll shut the government down if we need to?
Uh-huh.
Well, wait a minute. House Republicans having some closed-door meetings with Senate Democrats, according to CNN, to try to figure out some way that they can keep the government going. Because, as one Republican said, we, the Republicans, will be blamed no matter whose fault it is. So for us to be perceived as shutting down the government yet again would be a dumb political move. Now, did you hear about this Civility Institute? That's going to be the University of Arizona is establishing a civility institute.
Hmm.
Former Presidents George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton will serve as honorary chairman of the body.
Oh, they're going to do commercials?
I'm sure they will, yeah. The National Institute.
As long as one feels my pain.
Yeah, civil discourse. Now, you know, I understand the need for civility, but to try to tie that to the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords is just wrong.
Oh, sure.
That guy was just a nut job, okay? I mean, I think we figured that out.
Yeah.
This doesn't have anything to do with civility. Civility is a good thing, there's no doubt, but to try to say, in light of what happened, we want to create this Civility Institute at the University of Arizona. Co-chairs will be...
You can go around the country finding places where people are not civil to each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but one, you know.
Go around the country. How about just.
How about here?
Yeah.
Walk outside this building.
That's right.
Or actually walk outside any office, in this building.
You're right.
In this office.
But Scott, you're absolutely right. The shooting was, you know, one nut on a tragic day.
So this is supposed to be the focal point of it. So we'll see. Sandra Day O'Connor and Tom Daschle are going to be the co-chairs of it. And so they'll ask for both frank and civil discussion. The National Institute for Civil Discourse. See how that works out. Well, no major changes in Wisconsin on Monday. Lots of unioners over there. One of the things that's kind of interesting is, of course, now they're trying to come up with some sort of a proposal, some sort of a moderation that can cause them to move forward. The rumors of compromise are out there. An alternative bill, the one that's seeing the light of day or some discussion, is that, yes, collective bargaining would go away now, but those rights would be reinstated in 2013 after the state gets back on its feet. Well, obviously, Scott Walker, who's the governor, doesn't like that. He doesn't want to do that. He told MSNBC so much. His plan does not end, by the way, collective bargaining for public safety workers. That's your police, your fire, your state troopers. Yet, they supported the protesters. They participated in the protests. But understand that his collective bargaining proposal does not include them. We're talking about the teachers right there.
Somebody was saying on Hannity, I guess, or the other day, or Hannity was saying that there are doctors just on the street corners that are just writing out sick slips to give to teachers.
Today's Rush update talks about that.
Yeah, oh it does?
Mm-hmm. Apparently,
and I'm wondering if
two different sources at least.
Isn't there, I don't know, I haven't read the old Hippocratic Oath lately. I don't know what all is involved in that, but it seems like that there might be a legal issue in that.
Well, an ethical issue.
I don't know, writing down a lie to...
some sort of fraud, perhaps?
I don't know, but...
Yeah. Well, and the same thing, if you keep kiddos out of school, the truancy officials will be all over you, but the teachers can call in sick as much as they want.
Well, I guess the kids kids aren't truant, right? The schools are closed.
But I'm saying if you knowingly and willingly took your kids out of school, then the law steps in.
Exactly.
These people knowingly and willingly are calling in sick, and then they show up with their faces on TV.
I wonder what Ronald Reagan would do.
Well, you know, and it's funny you should say that, because I was about to ask the question. I wonder if under the Wisconsin Constitution, if the governor has the option to pull a Reagan like he did with the air traffic controllers.
Yeah,
just say, you know what, you're all fired. Because you know what, last time I checked, education majors are a dime a dozen.
Uh-huh. I don't know, because I guarantee you that there are going to be teachers in lots of other states who are going to find that their jobs are not there, and in some cases, their schools will be closed, and I can tie it in with this. Detroit, right next door, okay, nearby. Because of the budget crunch that they've had in the state of Michigan, they have ordered Detroit to close half of their schools. They're closing half of their schools. High school classes will increase to 60 students.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, pack it up and move. Pack it up and move. Go to Wisconsin. You may get a better deal there.
60 students?
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit.
In Detroit?
Because that'll be just great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of learning going to get
done
there.
How's that gifted and talented working out for you?
Yeah.
Talk about crickets. Yeah. Anyhow, so that's what they are saying as far as that goes. And school finance problems, just 90 miles down the road in Austin. We'll talk about that next hour, because there's a couple of interesting stories about, first of all, how they'll be able to finance that, and secondly, moving money around from unexpected sources to help balance our budget. We'll talk about that then. It's 647.